talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's do a bit of Sound of Merseyside action, slightly away from the normal segment on a Friday morning at 9 o'clock. But we love this band so much. They came to visit us maybe a year ago. So, the Wild Things. It's Cam, Sid, Rob, and Pete. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Was it a year ago?
Not quite a year ago.
It's coming up on it. It feels like it. Yeah.
Does it?
It does. Yeah.
Although it could be yesterday. Once I'd seen your faces.
I know.
It was March.
Was it March? This year was it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you come back. You're based in London.
Yes.
But of course you were up last time and you were doing stuff in the city. You love the city, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of our faves. I lived here. Well, Rob's from near here, and I lived here for the best part of a year. So it's like, yes, it's like coming home.
Well, it seemed obvious because Rob's mum could sort of put you all up.
Yep, so shout out, Liz Kendrick.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how you should plan your tours, isn't it?
That is.
Rob's mum.
Yeah, just all around.
Should we do that in Manchester?
Yeah, we've actually done
anywhere
that.
Anywhere that's drivable from the house.
Rob's mum, you're an absolute saint, aren't you? The Wild thing. So, guys, if it is the space of, what, 8 months, what's happened since then?
Have you gone big since then?
Bigger?
Waste-wise, yeah.
I've got to mention, you've got a full page in Kerrang.
We do, which is, this week.
Which is just an epic magazine, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you obviously have hit a nerve with someone. Someone's noticed how good you guys are. So what's happened over the past half year?
Well, we've had the Kerrang thing was a big exciting point for us. We've done, we played the Islington Academy a couple of weeks ago for Solace Women's Aid, which is a charity which we're very heavily involved in. Lots of really nice radio play, Kerrang Radio.
Mm. Absolute. Stuff, yeah.
We just wanted to come back to you guys, really. That was the...
We can mention them. They're all part of the family, but yeah. they're not as big as Radio City Talk.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know where it's at when you come back here.
Yeah, I've got a chair now and everything. Last time I was just
on the floor. Right, so you're doing a charity gig. That's important. We should give this a shout. Mm-hmm. So in the city this week... You're just playing once in the city this week, or what is it?
Yes, we're playing once in Liverpool.
Once in Liverpool. And where is it?
The Magnet.
And what's it for?
It's for a charity called Mind. It's going to be wicked. Santa's going to be there. Lots of tinsel. It's going to be fun. It's going to be loud. It's a Friday night, so it's also going to be messy. And we're just going to rock and have loads of fun and hopefully raise loads of money.
So that's this Friday night.
That's
you
this
get down
Friday.
To Magnet. Do you feel when you get in December, you have to do something Christmassy with a gig? Do you feel like you're real party poopers if you don't do some sort of Santa-esque role in your gig?
We've actually got a show on the 22nd in Folkestone,
yeah,
and they've asked us to dress up like Santa.
But I think that's right. I think all rock bands should
actually,
be
just try and picture that, like a rock band.
Well, I have a Santa dress here. Yeah. I've brought a Santa dress with me, but my brother Cam here has been like, no, you absolutely cannot wear that.
No, I'd like to see Sid in a Santa dress.
It's good. It's like it's got a beard.
I'd like to see Cam in a Santa dress.
Hey, yeah.
That's what I said. You know.
So you actually don't go the further step and do any sort of Christmas songs?
We haven't yet. That's a milestone we're yet to reach. Right. Which
Christmas song would you take off?
Okay, so this is so boring, but like my favorite Christmas song ever is Fairy Tale of New York. So like that, I know that's like, that's really expected, but it is just a wicked Christmas song. So I'd like to do that, but...
The Darkness?
That was on the radio this morning.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah. I was actually looking at the royalties that they get paid each year. So Slade, for example, Noddy Holder, gets $500,000 just... Oh, for his Christmas plays.
Guys, you're need not. To write a Christmas no. song. Yeah.
So if you write a Christmas song, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Those are the ones
we're in the wrong market.
Come back year after. Yeah. You can't just be rock stars like you guys.
No. Just sit on the beach.
You've got to write something proper.
Do you know what's crazy? I mean, this is outside from Christmas, but I read yesterday, Mr. Brightside has been in the charts every week for 12 years now.
That can't be true.
It is true.
Every week it's in the charts.
Yeah, at some point.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What, as in between 1 and 100?
That I don't know.
Which chart are we talking about?
Yeah, where are we?
Cam, what are you looking at? Are you sure someone's not just told you a fib? It's a Chinese whisper that you've taken on board.
Your face says a lot, Rob.
I'm panicking now. Can you see I'm panicking?
I put him on the spot and he's absolutely he's blustered.
Look, Barry from down the road told me.
Yeah. Mr. Brightside is still number one 12 years after it was released. Right, okay, we're going to give you a chance to play. Is this your brand new track?
This is our new single, yeah.
Right, and what's it called?
Loaded Gun.
And what's it about?
Loads of people ask that. I think lyrically it's up for interpretation, but what I say, this song is not so much what it's about, but when you hear it, you're hearing us. This is how you get to know us.
Wow, that's
with
deep.
This song.
There you go. That's Sid. This is Loaded Gun, and it's well worth a listen. The Wild Things. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Loaded Gun, you played it acoustically when you were in last. That's now available out. You can download it where? Everywhere.
Well, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's available to stream. Hopefully we'll be bringing out some physical copies at some point. So,
Things, Loaded Gun. And if it was Loaded Santa Gun, you might make loads of money in future years.
Right.
But you weren't that clever.
Now,
we've just done a bit of research into this fact that Cam gave us. Cam's coming out with a different result than me. According to my research on just how long Mr. Brightside has been in the charts, it says since July last year, just 7 occasions since it hasn't appeared in the top 100. But you've got an article that says it's never left the top 100.
Yeah. I don't want to make a big deal out of this.
But you will do for quite a while.
Right. Right, okay. Definitely right.
And we've also found at the bottom of this that basically Christmas songs make a heck of a lot of money. Fairytale of New York streamed 12 million times last year. Alone. All I want for Christmas.
It was all me.
17 million streams.
It was all me.
Have I done my job in directing you to Christmas music next year when you come in?
Yeah, we'll come up with something. We'll come up with something for sure.
All right. Tell us about your tour. Where are you going to be at the end of this year and into next year?
We've got a show in Folkestone on the 22nd, I think. Mm-hmm.
Got a free show in London Sunday, December the 10th.
Yeah, back in London.
Shacko Alarms. And we're playing Liverpool on Friday, which is the one we're really excited about.
Mm-hmm. We played Manchester yesterday, that you can't come and see that.
Whereabouts?
Because, what was the venue called? I've already got tour head.
Yeah. What's the crowd like in Manchester?
Really nice.
Everyone who's Northern is awesome.
This is a daft small thing, but every drummer went to Pete and asked, you know, the permission to use his drums, like have a chat about it. You never get that in London.
Manners, Pete.
I know.
It's all about
that's
a bit.
That's it.
Makes a big difference.
Right, big stuff coming up in the next year, 2018 for you guys.
And we're going to be releasing an album at some point. Our debut record.
In the spring,
there it is. So,
come back and see me in 12 months.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Excellent. We'll bring you a copy.
If you can get down to see The Wild Things this Friday at Magnet, it's a charity gig. It's all in aid of Mind. There'll be other bands on, I presume, aren't there?
Absolutely, it's going to be a wicked night.
Not that they're as important as you guys.
Great
facts, Cam. Thank you very much.
Good job, Cam.
Sid, Rob, Pete, brilliant stuff. That's The Wild Thing. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.